Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show, which you can hear right here on News Talk 790 KFYO, weekday mornings 8:30 to 11. Coming up on tomorrow's show, going to talk a little high school football. Stephen Orr from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show will join me at 9:05. At 10:05, pleased to have on Matt Lewis from the Daily Caller. You can go to thedailycaller.com. I go there every single morning, see some of what Matt Lewis has written. We'll talk about Syria, some of the impact politically that the debate over Syria will have on some of the politicians out there, including those who might be eyeing a run in 2016. The House's Syria hearing, very interesting. The Arabs apparently will pay for an invasion, according to John Kerry. Secretary of State John Kerry said at yesterday's hearing that Arab countries have offered to pay for the entirety of unseating President Bashar al-Assad if the United States took the lead militarily. Quote, with respect to Arab countries offering to bear the cost and to the assesses, the answer is profoundly yes, Kerry said. They have. That offer is on the table. No matter what, still a bad idea. There's no reason to go forward with this. You've got this story from the Washington Times today. The Senate crafted resolution riddled with loopholes for Obama. We're learning this today. Senators yesterday tried to write a tight resolution authorizing President Obama to strike Syria under very specific circumstances. But analysts and lawmakers say that the language still has plenty of loopholes, and the White House could use those loopholes to expand military action well beyond what Congress appears to intend. Quote, wiggle room? Plenty of that, says Louis Fisher, scholar in residence at the Constitution Project, former longtime expert from the Congressional Research Service on separation of powers. Writing the actual language to empower and constrain Obama is proving to be a difficult task, the key authors being pulled in various directions. Earlier today on the show, I told you that U.S. Senator John McCain said he would oppose the resolution if it did not allow for the expansion of this, I guess this war is the easy way to term it. Because John McCain wants to be able to tilt the civil war towards the rebels. These rebels being backed by Al-Qaeda, John McCain is supporting our enemy, Al-Qaeda. It's nuts to think about that we would actually go and arm these rebels who are being backed by Al-Qaeda, the very people who want to kill us, the very people who want us dead. And you've got a U.S. senator, a Republican U.S. senator, who wants to arm Al-Qaeda. It's absolutely amazing. It's shocking to see what is going on. You've got the Democrats who are anti-war. They hated what George W. Bush did. They hated that George W. Bush consulted them for 2 years and then went to war. They said it was rushing into war. What the hell are we doing right now in Syria? It looks like, to me, this is rushing into a war somewhere where we're not really wanted, except for, I guess, the Al-Qaeda rebels. They want us to be there. Ted Cruz had a great line. The United States is not the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. I would agree with him on that. Of course, John McCain would probably disagree with him on that. Either way we go, I have seen absolutely nothing to show me that this is a good idea for the United States to go into Syria and to bomb it. I have said all along that if you're going to bomb a country, and despite what John Kerry thinks, that is an act of war, but if you're going to bomb a country, eventually you are going to have ground troops. Especially if you look at, well, the past history of the United States in the Middle East. Not a good idea. We should stay away, stay out of Syria. Now, this is a very interesting story. We're working on quite a bit for tomorrow, but I saw this story and it's just absolutely unbelievable. Neighbor, this is from CBS Connecticut. This is from Rhode Island, I guess. A neighbor saying that church bells helped destroy his marriage. The Providence Journal reports that John Devaney says in a lawsuit that the bells of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish disrupts his life and contributed to the end of his marriage. He is asking the court to order the church to reduce the number of bell claps and gongs so he can peacefully enjoy his property. The 64-year-old says the church did not operate. The church bells did not operate when he and his now ex-wife bought their house 18 years ago. About 6 years later, the bell was upgraded to operate electronically. According to Devaney, the bell clapped and gonged at least 700 times a week, resulting in more than 36,000 times a year. This reportedly caused emotional distress, bad moods, and arguments with his wife. You know what? I don't know this guy, what is his name? John Devaney. I don't know who he is. I've never met him. But I have to say, he just sounds like an ass, doesn't he? I'm sorry, but you're saying that church bells caused you emotional distress, bad moods, and arguments. It wasn't the church bells that did it, sir. I think it was probably your bad attitude and you being a moron. How about that? 64 years old, he hates church bells. This is just absolutely pathetic. The Catholic Diocese of Providence, the church says that the brief bell ringing is reasonable, well within its rights. Quote, so many in the community have enjoyed hearing the bell for more than 10 years, but for minutes a day. The parish believes the brief ringing of the bell is reasonable and well within its rights. The parish community is saddened that a sole individual would continue personal inappropriate attacks harassing visitors, worshipers, and the staff of St. Thomas More Parish. As a community of faith, we will pray for peace and understand that all of our neighbors know of our charity and concern. What a moron this guy is in Rhode Island. You know what? I hope this church rings its bells and will continue to ring its bells forever. And if you are like this 64-year-old guy who is offended by church bells, please get a life. Get over yourself. Go do something because you obviously have far too much time on your hands. Coming up on Thursday's show, Matt Lewis from the Daily Caller. You can follow him on Twitter as well at Matt Lewis. And you can also expect to hear tomorrow Stephen Orr with the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. I'm Chad Hastie. Tune in 8:30 to 11. News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. Have a fantastic afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.